Are people surprised to learn that you're the guy behind all of this?
I hope so. So it was my intention to not be out in the front. I really liked the experience of going to the food hall and hanging out with my friends, so I kind of wanted to just be able to be anonymous. But as we started to grow and actually get people in, I started to realize that there needs to be someone out front to talk about, you know, the food hall, especially you have people, this is their first time in this industry, you know, they're supporting their families, and it would be selfish of me to hide in the background when I can hopefully promote it and get more people to come in. So that's the first thing. Yes, I'd rather it be anonymous for me, but people are surprised. I think a couple reasons. One, if you know me, restaurants wasn't my background. I had never opened up a restaurant before. So I think people are kind of interested to hear my take on it since this is my first restaurant experience. And also being a black male, there's not really a lot of us in this industry, in this city, or in the country for that matter, that are the principal owners of a restaurant, especially one that's as big as 8,000 square feet. And it's good, though, and it kind of permeates our whole concept. We're really diverse from the people that come in to the people that work there to the owners of the different venues. You know, we just kind of run the gamut.
Let's zero in on the building itself. That's a historic building. Yep. And how did you know that building was a right fit for you? And just talk a little bit about the transformation of the building itself.
Yeah. Let me go back a little bit. In 2013, I sold my company, and I spent 2 years kind of flipping houses and raising my two boys. So I had 2 years of getting to understand like design and flipping houses. So I felt comfortable about walking into a space and being able to recognize if it has good bones. Just the structure of it, the lighting, just the beautiful character of the building. And I really liked the juxtaposition of an old building with modern feel. So from the beginning, it was a perfect palette to kind of work.
Talk me through some of the features and why the aesthetics were important to you.
Yeah. So we have really big, comfortable antique leather couches. We have beautiful wood tables. We have restoration hardware lighting. I call it modern rustic. And then we try to spend, my thing is details. And a lot of times you'll go into a restaurant and the restaurant will be beautiful and you walk in the bathroom, it's terrible. So my thing is you always got to finish the play, right? So everyone told me when you get to a certain point, no matter who you are, there'll be pressure points where, oh my God, I'm running out of money, I can't finish. And that's why a lot of times you go into a restaurant, the bathroom isn't done to that same level as the rest of the restaurant. They ran out of money. So I started with the bathrooms because I'm like, if we start with the bathrooms, we do the bathrooms at a certain level, I can't not maintain that level in the main space where everyone will be. So I kind of forced myself to go beyond my comfort zone. So I think everything that you touch there, from the Lucite handles on the women's bathroom to the rustic hooks for women's purses, we just try to step up the level and go to a certain level that we think Tampa deserves.